Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this on. So before I get into this episode, I need to set some context here. First, I am sharing this episode simply because I had a podcast episode recorded and I recorded it twice and it just did not go the way that I thought it. So I was like, we're going to scrap this and we're just going to go with something else. But then I ran out of time and forgot to record something. So I'm digging in my archives, and this is not like a super old archive, but I had this idea to do a series and I actually wanted it to be a paid offer that I was going to use for a very specific purpose. And so I wanted to do this thing where I had like a private podcast series that are kind of like the behind the scenes. And that's where this episode is coming from. So I don't know if I'll ever do anything with some of the other episodes I recorded. I don't really know. But I was like, you know what? I don't have anything else to post today. So I'm going to post this one. So I feel like you're really going to enjoy this. This is me talking about some thoughts I've had around launching. This is something that I recorded earlier this year, and I mean, I know it's only April, but you know, we're a whole quarter in now, so there's a lot that has changed and shifted, and my mindset or my philosophy has changed around some things. So I just want you to like hear my thoughts in the moment as I was preparing for a launch of the Shmoney Mama membership. And so I was having all these thoughts and I was going through a couple of things, like coaching through a couple of things with myself, but also coaching with my coaches. So for context, I am in 3 masterminds. One is peer led, 2 I am investing in, and then I'm also in 2 memberships and hopefully a 3rd one once Lib, which if she's listening, this is another reminder to make your membership. So I'll be in a 3rd one once her membership is started, but I'm in a lot of different coaching containers for different reasons, and I've learned just over the years a lot of different coaching tools for me to self-coach myself through things. And so in this podcast episode, you're also going to kind of hear how I process things for myself when I am just having a lot of thoughts. And in particular, I've just been having a lot of thoughts around launching. They're not bad thoughts. It's just there's a lot of thoughts, right? I don't believe there's such thing as good thoughts and bad thoughts per se. Well, let me not say that. When it comes to like coaching in my business, I don't feel like there's a such thing as like good thoughts and bad thoughts. They're just thoughts that you can make a decision from. And so I just kind of share this, you'll see, but I wanted to set this context so that you could really understand what you're about to listen to. And it's literally, this was not scripted. I literally am just like speaking from the dome, which I speak from my head a lot, actually. Like, you would be surprised at how much of this podcast is not scripted at all. It's just me randomly talking, which is why I do really good with podcasting. But that's beside the point. A lot of this is just a stream of conscious, but I want you to really see how I process things. And if you enjoy this, please, 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 this would be so helpful for me. Hit me up on Instagram at Moms Do Business Different. You can even hit me up on my personal one. I don't always look over there, but either way, you can just hit me up on Instagram and let me know that you enjoyed this episode. Because if so, I would love to record and share more of these episodes, because I actually have, I think, 10 episodes like this recorded where it's just stream of conscious, sharing my strategy, share what's working, share what's not working, and things like that. And I've shared little things on the podcast before, but a lot of these things that I'm talking about right now are basically audio diaries that I keep for myself because I don't really have time to actually write things down. So if you would be interested in hearing more of these, let me know, because I would love to either do like a small little series here on the podcast or turn it into, you know, a paid offer that we can use, like the proceeds can go to some kind of organization or something. So we'll talk about it, of course, in the DMs, but I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm having a thought and I want to share it, and it's something that I've been coaching myself through. Ooh, King is loud. It's something that I've been coaching myself through, and I've also been getting coaching on this with 2 of my coaches now. But one thing that I want to encourage you in, and also just let you know that like we're all feeling it. It is so important to not tie yourself so hard to the strategy that you miss the entire point. I am very analytical. I'm very data driven. And those things are very important and they play a role in business, a huge role in business. But there's also gut instinct, right? There's also a certain level of just radical faith you have to have that the decision you're making is the right decision. And so I'm sitting here and I'm currently gearing up for a launch. I'm gearing up for the launch of Shmoney Mama, which is my membership. And really, I don't even know if membership is the right word for it because it's a one-time fee as of right now. It's a one-time fee. People join in. And the whole point is that like you get community and you get access to all these resources and templates just to make business easier for us moms so that you're not having to think about every single thing you do, but also so that you can like create a level of consistency in your marketing and so that you can actually sell. And so anyway, not to get on a tangent about what Shmoney Mama is, but I'm sitting here and I am launch planning and I am a very detailed launch planner. Like I'm already up to 30 pages of launch and I'm just like, okay, I know that my launch plans and my launch strategies are top tier. Like that's not the issue. The issue that I'm running into right now is that I'm feeling like, whoa, this is a lot. And I'm not giving myself any space. I'm not giving myself any room for me to just run on a gut instinct or for me to just run on like God's grace. You know, like if God just dropped something on me, I feel like right now where I am with this launch plan, I might almost question these intuitive thoughts that I get. And I can see how that will hurt me. And it's so crazy that I'm already thinking of this and we're a month away from the launch. So it's so funny how I'm already anticipating me getting in my own way. But I know that this happens so often with so many of the business owners that I coach, especially the ones that are, you know, at like 10K and they're trying to get to 30K. I'm even working with one client right now and she's at like that 17. Well, I think she's at that 14 to 17 thousand dollar mark per month, and we're trying to get to that 30K plus mark. And like one of the biggest things that we keep having to coach on and talk through is like getting out of the way of being so tied to what the strategy looks like. And that feels so counterintuitive. And as I'm sitting in this feeling, it just feels so counterintuitive. It feels like, are you for real? Like I'm doing all this work to plan. I'm doing all this work to like be strategic and to really think these things through just for me to like almost sabotage myself because I'm not going on vibes. So I'm really processing this. I was actually voxering my coach, one of my coaches, and I was in the group thread of another coach that I'm in her program as well, just like talking through this. And I'm in several different programs. That's beside the point, but I have a lot of support because one thing that happens is that at this level of business, you just start to realize that a lot of things are less strategic and more the nuance of like, am I leading myself effectively, right? Like, am I coaching myself through an emotion that I'm having that I'm tying to the business? And right now, the emotion that I'm having is that I am tying like a feeling in a situation that hasn't even happened yet to my business. And we do this all the time, right? Like we do this all the time where something hasn't even happened yet, but we're already like catastrophizing. We're already like making this a bigger deal than what it really is. And it's an imaginary situation. Like I have literally made the situation up in my head. This has not happened. It has not come into fruition. We haven't even launched yet. And I'm already thinking, oh my gosh, what if I, you know, am doing too much and blah, 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 which I mean, maybe I am, maybe I am not. Like we will know when we're actually launching, but it's so crazy because this is a launch that this is a rinse and repeat launch for me. Like a lot of my launches are very rinse and repeat. I do obviously change my messaging. There's some, you know, details that are tweaked and improved each launch. But like my launch process is very rinse and repeat because I've launched so much. And that might also be like a little bit of my resistance. Well, actually it is where a little bit of my resistance is, because it's been a long time since I have just like spur of the moment launched. The last thing that I spur of the moment launched was the content batch for my photography business. And I mean, I still spur of the moment launch that, and it sells out every single time. So I feel like that might also be like, I'm in this space of, I want to just do something like spur of the moment. I don't want to like overly plan this thing out. And so I know this sounds like, again, more counterintuitive, but I think I'm going to plan for me to have a launch where I can be in the moment a little bit more. The hard part about launching in the moment like that is the kids. You know, I'm in mom mode all day, and you know, when I'm not planning things, I find that I just don't have the time. And you know, currently I am working with a very lean team of just like, hey, this is like kind of the bare minimum the company needs to just keep running and maintaining things. And so with that, there aren't a lot of resources readily at my disposal if I wanted to be like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna like kind of wing this, right? And so I don't want to put myself in a position where the launch doesn't go as well as I want it to go, because I'm, you know, last minuting things. And the type of leader I am, I don't put last minute work on my team. So it would require me to have to do it. And baby, your girl ain't got the time. Like I've talked about this on my other podcast, but like, I don't want to be flexible in this season. I don't want to compromise like sleep or time with the kids or whatever. Like those aren't areas that I want to compromise, or those aren't areas that I really want to, you know, I just don't want to compromise. I don't want to compromise. And so in thinking about that and just preparing for this launch, you know, I just want to say like, I get it, girl. Like launching is a lot, and I understand why people don't launch, right? I understand. I mean, and even I've talked about on my other podcasts, you know, about launching didn't go well for me in 2023, and 2023, I did not enjoy launching. And I'm realizing now the mistake that I was making last year, and it's so crazy how it takes some time for you to separate away from it, for you to see what's happening. But I know that the reason why last year's launches didn't go well is because I was over planning. I was making it so hard on myself, and I wasn't having any fun. So I feel like this is almost like a therapy session or like a brain dump session that I probably should have had with my coach. I'm not saying I'm going to scrap the launch, but now I'm thinking I need to make this launch a lot more expansive. I need to make this launch. I'm not going to say I'm throwing away the 30-page plan, but I'm thinking that what I could do is, instead of trying to create everything right now and have it done, I'm going to take all my ideas, all like my concepts that I know I want to talk about, and literally launch it kind of like a day by day thing. And that is scary, but also it feels exciting. Like right now I feel excited about the idea that like, I'm not gonna try to be a month ahead of the launch. I'm not gonna try to do all this stuff. Now, I think the other thing is like having to prepare for the launch while I'm already doing other things right now. It's a lot, right? And it's a lot on the team. We have So there's two other main people that I know I could probably pull resources from right now, but I really don't want to, right? And it is kind of last minute, considering that the launch will be, you know, in full effect in a few weeks. So, you know, it really is like we're tight on the resources. And then one of our team members is having some things going on right now. So I can't even pull a person that usually is like in my back pocket. I can't pull that person right now. So yeah, and thinking about all this now, I'm just like, I think that the best solution and decision is for me to kind of, I hate to say wing it, because I don't like to wing things, but to just kind of like let the plan stop where it is and really just be a little bit more in the moment. And I feel like this is going to be really helpful and like a really good option for me, especially with some of just the changes in my messaging and stuff. So it's going to give me a chance to not have everything so polished so that when things do officially change in the next couple of weeks, I don't have to go back and change everything else. So that's the other piece too. And I know that there are so many moving parts happening for me right now. And so just full transparency, we are still in rebrand mode. I did not realize how much work rebranding is. And now I understand why, you know, there are like people say like, you know, oh, if you're trying to do a rebrand with a designer or whatever, it takes 6 months. I am starting to realize like 6 months is for a reason. It's because there's so many things that have to be changed and updated. It takes a lot of work to rebrand. And so, you know, we're still in the thick of the rebrand mode. Well, I'm going to say I'm still in the thick of the rebrand mode because a lot of it is falling obviously on my shoulders since I am the leader and these are like my ideas that I'm having to either translate to somebody else or, you know, translate it to my own self. So there's that piece that's happening there. And so because of that, there's so much language and nuance that is changing about the company. And I feel like that's also another source of like overwhelm, for lack of better words. I wish there was another word. There's a better word. I can't access it on the tip of my tongue. But, you know, there's a lot of thoughts running on, okay, you know, I'm saying this right now, but I know this is going to change to this. So like, where do we go? And it's just a lot. And it's not a bad thing. It's just there's just always moving decisions. And I feel like I've reached a point in running this company in particular that I'm really able to see what it looks like or what it can look like years from now. You know, it's been a while since I've been able to be like, oh my gosh, I see, you know, the 10-year vision. But like now I'm really starting to be able to access and see further than, you know, the next 3 years. Like 3 years has always been like my safe spot, my sweet spot, in terms of how far out I can kind of project and see into my business. But lately, especially with like just fine tuning things and rebranding and stuff like that, and just making more decisions that aren't about what's happening today, but what's going to happen, you know, years from now or months from now or whatever, I'm starting to really like now be able to fully see like, okay, girl, I see where we're going, you know, for, you know, the 10-year plan, right? I can see, okay, like it's possible for me to get to this level or to have this level and still keep like my peace of mind and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely really exciting, but also there's just a lot of feelings and thoughts that are just constantly swirling. And when I'm thinking about, you know, going into this upcoming launch, one thing that I'm really just like, all right, I'm trying to like coach myself through is give it some space, right? And I feel like as much as we talk about strategy, as much as I talk about strategy, and as much as I hold on to the strategy, the detriment of, you know, holding so tight to the strategy is that it doesn't give God room to do his thing, right? And not saying that we have to give God any room because God's going to do what he do, for real, for real. But I also don't want to be my own stumbling block. I don't want to be, you know, the bottleneck. We talk about this in business, especially as you're building team. And even if you're not building team, but if you're using systems and stuff, it's like, it's so easy for us as the CEO to be the bottleneck, especially when we're coming from, you've done it all by yourself for so long, and now you have other people that can support you in this. So this is also kind of confirmed for me, another hire that I want to make. And I'm not going to reveal it until the time comes and it makes the most sense. But there is a hire that I've been thinking about making. And I now am realizing that that's going to be a great addition to the team because it's going to free up my mental space. And even though I am literally thebomb.com at launching and launch strategy, I mean, my clients have had sold out launches with my launch strategy. I have had sold out launches with my launch strategy. I also know that, you know, for certain projects, whether it's launching or just any other project that I'm doing, I think that it'd be really great to have another strategic brain. So I think that we're going to have another, or I'm really now thinking strongly about, okay, I need another person in leadership that is also thinking strategically, even if it's just like on a consulting basis, that's totally fine. But I'm seeing now like, okay, I need to free up more of my mental space because I feel like that's also where a lot of the problems are coming from. And so I want to like kind of talk about how I coach myself through things. Maybe that'll like set some context around what I mean when I say I'm coaching myself, or what I say when I'm like going and getting coaching from my coaches. So all of my coaches, I have usually I have like two coaches at a time. Sometimes I have three, and then sometimes I'm in like a couple of memberships or whatever here and there. So at any given time, I have like, you know, maybe anywhere from two to like four or six people that are kind of like mentoring me in different areas. So some people are mentoring me as a leader, like just simply as a leader, as a CEO, like myself, right? So I'm a CEO coach with a CEO coach. There are other people that are mentoring me more on my faith. There's other people that are mentoring me specifically on like strategic things, and then team. So there's a lot of different people that I kind of seek out their wisdom depending on what I am needing specific support with. But also I am coaching myself. So in coaching myself, one thing that I like to do, and one of my, I guess, most common techniques of coaching myself, is to just keep asking myself why. And it is the most frustratingly annoying question. But if I am dealing with something, or if I'm having a feeling, I ask myself, like, why? Why are you having this feeling? Or why are you doing it this way? Or why is that a problem? Why did that upset you, right? Like, I ask myself why over and over and over again until literally I feel like I cannot answer another why. And then from there, either I've brain dumped everything that was going on and I'm able to like kind of see a pattern. And a lot of times I, you know, will do this like out loud. So I'll like record it, or I will write it. And by write, I mean type, because I write very slow, but I can type super fast. So I'll type it, and then I'll be able to kind of go through and read and find some common themes, or really find like the underlying root issue. The other way that I self-coach myself is through this exercise, which I've talked about this before on the Moms Do Business Different podcast. And whenever I'm talking in public, like on stages and stuff, I also share this exercise, and it's called the lie, the root, and the truth. And so a lot of times when I am experiencing a feeling, like the feeling that I was talking about just previously, where I feel, I think the word I used was overwhelmed. I'm pretty sure that that's not the right word. When I do the exercise, I will figure out what the correct word is. But essentially what I do is I write down like, what is the lie, or what is the thing that I'm telling myself? So, you know, perhaps in this case, the lie that I'm telling myself is that, you know, this launch is not going to go well because I'm over planning, right? Like, so that could be the lie. And then the root is oftentimes the hardest part, because you really have to go deep. Okay. But the root of the issue is you look at what the lies that you told yourself, and then you figure out, where did that come from? Right? Like, what's happening? And this is where like the asking myself why comes in. So I kind of use those two tools together, because then I'm asking myself, okay, why do you believe this? Why are you saying this? Where did this idea come from? Right? I know that's where, not why, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm asking myself like, why, like get to the root of this issue. Right. And then the last thing, once I get to the root of it, then I can address that root. Right. So now that I know what the root issue is, which I haven't done this yet for this exercise, so I can't tell you right off off the top of my head. But like, let's just say, for example, the root of this is that, the root of this could be like, oh, last year I had, I can still ask why about that. But anyway, here, we'll just use this as a placeholder. We can say the root of this is that last year, I didn't hit any of my objectives in my launches, right? So none of my launches did I hit whatever the goals were last year, right? So that's the root. The root issue is that like, I'm looking at the past, and a friend of mine says, if past is prologue, then, you know, you're going to kind of follow that same trajectory. Lord, I cannot talk. But given that was my experience last year, in my head, I am basically holding on to anxiety. Okay, so the root of the issue isn't even that the launches might have flopped last year, but it could be like I'm just holding on to, you know, this residual anxiety in my body, right? So when you get to the root is something deep, right? Because even me just saying that right now, I'm like, oh girl, okay, so are we operating out of fear? What's going on here, right? But I know that there's more to this. Like you can, honestly, I can go so much deeper than this, right? I'm not doing that right now because it's late and I'm just like having trouble thinking and putting my words together. But like when you get to the root of something, like when you know, okay, this is the underlying feeling that I'm having, like I use the word overwhelm, but like there's a whole different word, I'm sure, for what I'm feeling right now. I just haven't got there yet. But when I go there, when you have the root to your issue, when you know what the root of your issue is, it unlocks so much for you. So another example of this, and I can't remember what the lie is that I told myself, but I know that when I did this exercise, I realized that the root of that issue happened when I was like 7 years old. And I know this is so like almost random, but it's like I was 7 years old and I remember, you know, not being able to buy something from the store because I didn't know about taxes. And so my parents had given me this money and my dad knew that I was like buying all this stuff. There's also a little bit of like, you know, daddy issues here with this one too. But so he gave me this money and then I didn't know about taxes at that time. And so I get to the register and I couldn't buy it. And of course, you know, to teach me a lesson, my parents didn't give me the taxes. But like in hindsight, that was like a traumatic experience for me with money. And so I can't remember what the lie was that I was telling myself at the time that related back to this root issue. But like sometimes when you get to the root of your issue, you realize so much about yourself and about your character, and you're able to coach yourself from such a loving and supportive place. Because one thing that people don't realize is that a lot of the things that we do, a lot of things that we say, a lot of the ways that we react and respond, it's the child version of ourselves, right? So the 10-year-old version of yourself is who's running your company. The 5-year-old version of yourself, that is who's running your company. And, you know, unless you just had this perfect healed childhood, which none of us do, there are going to be things that come up from your childhood, and it's not even about your parents. It could be about anything, like how your teachers treated you, how you were treated by your fellow classmates. Like, it doesn't matter. Those things are going to show up in your business. So, you know, business really is like a huge healing journey of like, you know, personal development, but also just like healing wounds that you may or may not have known were there that came up from your childhood. And we really do make decisions based off of that. I remember just recently I was trolled by somebody, and maybe I'll have this whole other conversation elsewhere, but like I was just trolled by somebody online and I realized like, wow, this person is really speaking from a very childlike state. Like this is a child talking to me. Like, yes, I knew she was an adult, but like the way that they were responding was definitely from like a child energy. Like only a child would respond like this. And so, you know, I'm just saying all this to say, like with this whole lie, root, and truth, when you get to the root of it, it really allows you to just like coach yourself and make decisions from a place of empathy, but also a place of confidence. Because going to that last step, you can rewrite your truth. Okay, so there's a lie that you're believing, but now that you know the root of that lie, you can then rewrite what your truth is. So, you know, if I'm saying the lie that I'm telling myself is that this launch is not going to work because my previous launches in the last year haven't worked, you know, because I'm over planning, I can then rewrite that and say, you know, because I am strategically, you know, taking information from previous launches, this will be my best launch yet, right? So now I'm rewriting what I believe, and that's going to be the thing that when I'm praying over my business, when I'm, you know, talking about the company or when I'm talking about the launch, I'm talking about it from that place and not from, oh my gosh, I done did all this planning, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like how I started the episode, right? Like how I started the episode. So I hope you were able to just see like, you know, a couple of examples of how I self-coach myself. Those are like my two favorite tools that I use. There are some other tools that I do as well. I feel like those two probably are the most relevant to this particular situation and to just like what I've been talking about overall. But there are some other ones that I do that I'll probably share over time just to give you like that insight on what it looks like to kind of self-coach. There are just so many methods that you can use to coach yourself. It's just all about being honest, right? Like, you have to just be like super honest with yourself and also give yourself like the space to sit down and think about it. So a lot of my self-coaching happens stupid late at night. And it's because like I need the kids to be asleep in order for me to like think. That might be harder for you if you're not like a night person. So maybe you'll have to like get up earlier so that you can self-coach yourself if you need it. But then also like something else that I will do is I will like send myself, like I'll record a voice note for myself, or I will, I'll ask like one of my either biz besties, or I'll just do it with my coach. I don't like to self-coach with my coach. I know that sounds like so weird. I don't like to self-coach with my coach. I like to be just coached by them, right? Like I'm not like the brain dump kind of person with my coach. Like I would much rather like, okay, here's my problem, let's coach on this, versus like, hey, I'm gonna coach myself out loud to you. So I don't really usually do that with my coaches, but I will do that with like some of my biz besties. Like I totally don't mind like self-coaching with them. If I need to like, you know, kind of do that with somebody else. Doesn't mean that I don't use my coaches as a sounding board. I do, but I like to come, I like to put my coaches in a position where they can best help me work through whatever I'm working through. I don't want to just like brain dump on them and then they don't really know like, okay, so what's your issue? Where are we focusing? Whatever. So I really am like a lot more strategic with how I approach my actual coaches. And maybe that can be another conversation if you want to hear about that. But yes, I think that was it. I think that was all that I wanted to share. It's just like what's going on with this launch. I don't even know like when I'm going to actually put these podcast episodes out and how I'm going to format them and put them together. But the launch that I'm referring to will be my April launch. And going forward, at least my idea for Shmoney is that I want to launch it once a quarter, like open up the doors once a quarter. And then I think there might be like, you know, maybe like weekends where I'll just like pop open and launch the membership for like a weekend or something like that periodically throughout the quarter outside of its big launch. So my little one is waking up. So I'm going to wrap this up. But yes, thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayuntha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.